Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, folks. God bless you. Thank y'all for stopping in again today. We'll make it very short and sweet. This one, I might grab me a pencil and paper and take some notes myself. But the issue of the day is, do we control our tempers, our anger, our tongue, in which is tied to our brain, in which what our brain thinks comes rolling out of our tongue and then bitters up our heart? And if there's any preacher out there that says he doesn't do this or he's perfect, he's already a sinner and he needs to repent. He needs to fall down on his knees, praise the Lord. And everyone practices this fleshly nature. But folks, as we are new children in Christ, or if you've been a child in Christ all your life, considering all your life, from an age of such to another such, only thing I can tell you is read your Bible. Grab a Bible, open your Bible up, and make a connection, a relationship with the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity is in paper, in the book. Please do not rely on your phone. I encourage you, read the Bible. I know so many people that carry their phones to church and fellowship. And it's good to have that on the spur of the moment. Praise the Lord. God blessed us with technology. And we can use it, but not abuse it. When we go into church, folks, take the paper with you. Read all about it. Because you take your phone in, you're going to have somebody Google you. You're going to have somebody text you, TikTok you. Facebook's going to pop up. Something's going to take and distract you. But when you get the Bible, open your Bible. So many people don't even know where Isaiah is at. They don't know where Colossians is. They don't know where Hebrews is at. They couldn't. The only ones they could tell you that I know of, that people know by heart, is Genesis and Revelation. They're two of the easiest ones to remember. Am I right or am I wrong? So, folks, please get a Bible, a Bible, a Bible. I encourage you. Go and dwell yourself into your quiet place with your Bible. You want to listen to some spiritual stuff on your phone or iPad or whatever? That's fine. But please, please go back to the roots, to the old school, the old days, because AI, if you lose connection and your Wi-Fi or whatever, then you're not going to have that. I'd like to give you that scripture here in fellowship, right? I'd like to give you that scripture. I'd like to read it, but there's no Wi-Fi. I'm not getting any connection. Get a Bible. Get a Bible. Get a Bible. How many times do I have to tell you? Please get a Bible. Open your Bible. That's a direct Wi-Fi that cannot be interfered. There's nothing that could distract you from it. If you're in the Word, you're in the Word. You're not looking at anything else. You're not having something go down with your Wi-Fi and all this other stuff. Well, I'd like to, but my phone ain't. It just ain't picking it up. Doc, hey, Reverend, my phone just ain't picking. Hey, Betty Sue, can you read me 1 Corinthians 5:16-18, please? Yeah, I'll pull it up right now. I'm sorry, Pastor, but my phone's not, I don't have a connection. Do you have a Bible? Did you bring it? No, no, Pastor, I don't have one. Well, I do, but I left it home. You know, it's kind of heavy, and, you know, it's got to, I got to hold it. And sometimes I'll get a coffee at church and I forget to pick it up, and full of excuses. Moses had excuses too, right? So did Jonah. Guess what, Jonah? Jonah changed his mind real fast, I guarantee you. When that whale spit him up, he's looking. Jonah's looking all over for God. Where are you at? Where are you at? Send me. I'm ready to go. Tell me again. What am I? Nineveh. Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Go to Baal. Go to the Tower of Babel. That destroy God. God just destroys all these natures of corruption that is in our minds. Not only in the flesh is what we see, it's the things that we do not see that God destroys. He will remove Satan from you if you allow him through your Bible. So real fast, I'm just going to read a short scripture here of two suches. And then, like I said, I'll put one of my musics on here from I Received Radio. I Received Radio. I Received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I Received Radio.org. Tap and listen. I'm struggling in the apps right now. I don't know what's going on. Developers are giving me a hard time through Google and Apple and stuff. And just pray on it that I can get the apps going. But anyway, tap. I have three websites. Tap on any of the websites and you shall find it. Tap and listen. Listen now. Great music. No talk, all music. So we're going to read in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? And let me just bring it up. It just hit me. Let me bring up John 3:16. Because I like getting connections with the scripture. That's why, well, yes, of course, yes, I'm on the internet. I'm sorry, I'll repent. But got a handful of food here I'm nibbling on. I got my coffee, and it's Sunday morning before I go into church, so I'm trying to get a podcast up for you this week. So anyway, God bless you. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only and one begotten son, loved son, his loved son, that whoever shall dwell in him, whoever shall receive him, shall be saved. Salvation, salvation. Jesus said in John, the book of John, he tells us, I believe, I don't know if it's 10 or chapter 10 or 14 right now at the moment. Jesus said, just believe. I dwell in you. You dwell in me. The Father's in me and Father's, and I am in the Father. If you do not believe that what I tell you, at least believe the works that my Father does through me to glorify him through the Son. Praise the Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Mark 16:16, Jesus said, after he told the disciples, go and preach, go to the world and speak the good news. All creatures of all walks of life. No one, leave no one behind. And Jesus said, if you believe and are baptized, you are saved. But if you do not believe, you are condemned. John 3:16, God did not send his son in to condemn the world, but to give the world life, eternal life. I am the light. I am the way. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? Paul expresses here again, and he's speaking out loudly. In your anger, Ephesians 4:26 through 27, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Don't go to sleep angry. Cleanse your temple. Go to your quiet place and pray. Pray with your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, whatever. your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, or anywhere. Pray with your dog or your cat or your bird, whatever you have, a lizard. I don't know what kind of pets people have these days. Pray with something. Come into agreement. God created these creatures. I'm getting goosebumps talking about all his creatures. God created everything, so why cannot you communicate? Oh, I can't talk to that guy in Guatemala because he don't speak English. So I can't pray with him. I don't understand. Well, why are you praying with your cat and dog if I'm telling you to do that? You don't understand their language, but you'll be willing to grab your cat and your dog when you cry and say, Lord, man, help me. Can you pray with my Lord? And I'm saying it in good faith here, in good word. I'm not putting anybody down. What I'm trying to tell you is just because you don't understand a language does not mean you cannot pray with someone or something. And if you get to babbling and say, you shall speak in tongues and pick up serpents and snakes, and they will not poison, will not kill you if you drink it, etc. And you will heal people, and you will do even greater things than me. Jesus keeps going on and on and on because you are the temple of God. God dwells in you from the very beginning. The DNA that was blessed into us and breathed life into Adam. God breathed life, his DNA into him. Let us make man like in the likeness of us. So God created man and woman. In his image, he made them man and woman. Praise the Lord, Genesis 1, 26 through 28. So why should you? Easily, we all fall into this. It's an easy trap. Your anger. In your anger, do not sin. Do not do things. Do not do things. Hey. Let's go back to the flesh again. How about them pastors out there? I bet there's a lot of pastors out there hiding in the closet on this one. Oh, well, hey, Doc, I'm busy. Hey, Pastor, I'm busy. I don't want to. See, I call things out the way they are. I'm an out-of-the-box preacher. I tell it like it is, and a lot of people just don't like me. A lot of people just don't like me preaching because I pull strings. I pull rubber bands and slap them back to you and say, look, how'd that feel? Did you recognize anything? Did you feel anything out of that? Oh, Lord, yes, I did. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Praise the Lord. Folks, I'm going to let you go at that. Remember, you are the temple of God from creation. You redeemed it, reclaimed it. Satan had a hold of it. He had a hold of mine. August 18th, 2016, I came to the Lord. I opened the door and let him in. August 18th is coming up any day now. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be reborn birthday here. I'm going to be a reborn birthday man. And I'm a preacher for 3 years. Pentecostal reverend and a street evangelist, licensed in all avenues. And in my ministry, I can preach in all 50 states, legally certified in every state. I didn't play around, so I have recognition in all states. So if I do evangelize, all I got to do is pull out my government certificate showing the government world that I have government permission. Because after 313 or 45 or so in that nature, in the fourth century after AD, after Christ died and risen, Constantine and others in the Roman empires, and I'm not going to say who else, legalized Jesus. So you had to do it their way. And then everything split up, folks. And then we became into 49,000 denominations and religions and traditions and conditions and theologies and seminaries. I call them cemeteries, getting bachelor degrees. Who cares about all that? Get a Bible, read the word. Get a Bible, read the word. Get a Bible, get a Bible. We have technology now. We can search. Search your Bible, search your scripture, then open the book and look at it. Go to your phone, iPad, computer. You can search things out. We have that avenue now. God blessed us with that. Use it properly, not improperly. Do not rely on AI. Rely on God before you die. Praise the Lord. please get a Bible. Search it, hold it, love it. Write in it. Write in it. Make notes in there. Put little scriptures, highlight it. Make it a red highlight, orange highlight, yellow highlight, green highlight, blue highlight. Underline. Underline in red, black, green, blue ink, whatever you want to do. Make notes and references, and you will have a divine, your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Get a Bible, 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 please. Please. You go to fellowship, carry your Bible. Carry your Bible. Learn where it's all at. You go to church, open the Bible. If the pastor says we're going to be in Exodus 3 today, open your Bible up to Exodus 3 and lay it beside you. Lay it on your lap. You don't have to read it. Open it up. Have a connection, a divine connection. And Jesus said, it doesn't matter what you hear and what you understand, because if you speak in tongues, the devil, going back to languages, the devil doesn't understand speaking in tongues. And if you happen to fall into it, or you just start babbling it, that's fine. Who cares? You're in fellowship. And you can do whatever you please in the pleasing likeness of the Father, in the likeness of them, in the image of God himself, the God Father, our Father, our Heavenly Father, our great Creator. God bless you. God bless you. You are the dwelling place. You are the temple of God. You are the temple. It was proven. It was designed. It was eradicated. It was ratified. It was whatever you want to call it. It was voted in by Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it was voted in unanimously. When Jesus Christ died on that cross and gave up his breath, he gave up his life on his free will. Nobody took it. He gave it up. He had to for us. He had to give his life for our life. And you, it's a gift you cannot, it's a debt you cannot, it was impossible to pay. This is a life, this is lifetime gift. And when Jesus died, the temple, the curtain in the temple ripped in two from top to bottom. They call it rent. It rent. It split from top to bottom completely in half. And the church was removed from the brick and mortar. It was placed in you. You redeem it. You redeem your identity in Christ, in the Father, in the Holy Spirit, in the likeness of them, which was implanted from our generational genealogy from the beginning. And you have the ability to receive eternal life now. If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. Please, I encourage you. Don't go to sleep angry. Don't go to sleep angry. Pray in forgiveness for whatever you did, whatever you're mad about, whatever you said to somebody. Praise the Lord. Oh, Doc, are you perfect? Hey, Reverend. No, I'm not perfect. I pray every day. I repent every day. And if a pastor don't repent every day, there's a problem. I call it out like it is. I'm sorry. God bless you. I hope you like the music that's up. God bless your family, your ministries, your fellowship, and all walks of life here across the world. God bless you. See you again next week.
Could the heavens hold his throne? Could the stars claim him their own? Not a temple.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.